Well, I think we call them toadstools.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And let's see. What kind of bird can see in the dark?
An owl.
Okay, can you tell me about some different kinds of owl?
A screech owl, a pygmy owl. I think there's a horned owl.
Mm-hmm. One that has a real deep voice.
What's that?
Do you have a name for one that hoots at night?
Hoot owl.
Okay. And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay, have you ever heard of peckerwood?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a woodpecker. I know that. My husband uses that word sometimes, a peckerwood.
Okay, the kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Yeah, and you heard peckerwood.
Yeah, and I don't think that thing is recording like it should. The little light's not on.
The light's not on?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you can put it up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the air conditioner drowns out. Okay, let's see. And you've heard of peckerwood?
Yeah.
Has that ever been used to refer to a class of people?
No.
You've never heard of that?
Uh-uh.
What kind of animal has a very powerful smell?
Skunk.
Okay. What kind of animals would come and raid chicken roosts?
Raccoons.
Okay, do you have one word to for predators? Would you ever use varmint?
Oh yeah, varmint, yeah.
Okay, can that be referred to, used for people too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the bushy-tailed animal in the treetops?
The squirrel.
Okay. And do you have different kinds of squirrels around here?
If they are, I don't know.
You don't know? Hmm. Any different colors?
Well, there's a red squirrel and a gray squirrel.
Okay. Is one bigger than the other?
I think the red squirrel is larger than the gray squirrel.
Okay. And something that looks like a squirrel, but it's much smaller?
Chipmunk.
Uh-huh. What kinds of fish can you get around here?
Freshwater fish or trout and crappie and catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Bass, brim.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the Gulf you can get Spanish mackerel, king mm-hmm. mackerel, bluefish, tarpon, sharks. Stingrays, mm-hmm. Sheephead, flounders. That's about all I can think of right now.
Okay. And what do pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Mm-hmm. And what are the things that croak around, they croak?
Croakers.
Yeah, well, the little things that sit around ponds that croak.
Frogs.
Okay. Do you have a name for the one with the deep voice?
Bullfrog.
Okay, and how about any other kinds of frogs?
A toad frog, tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between a toad frog?
Between a toad frog and a bullfrog?
And a tree frog,
and a tree frog. Tree frogs are real smooth and green.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually are found in very moist places.
Mm-hmm.
Toad frogs live on the ground.
Okay.
And they're kind of rough looking.
Okay. And what are the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
You know, are there any different types of worms or kinds of worms?
Oh, golly, yes. You want me to get...
Well, yeah. Any other names for...
Earthworms? Well, since I'm a biology major, I could give you a lot of worms. Well, I don't think we need to go in. Just fishing worms. They're earthworms and red worms and...